It was about 11 years ago. I was with my daughter. She was 10, and she was traveling with me. I was doing some shows. We were going to do going with me to a couple shows, and then we were going to have some vacation time together. And we stayed at a hotel in South Carolina. It was a nice one with a pool, and she had a great time. And I loaded everything up that morning, and was all ready to go. And she was standing on the, and I went to open the car door, and it was locked. I did something I hope I will never do again. I locked my keys in the car while it was running. While it was running. And so I didn't really know what to do. I was starting to get a little panicky. I'm in a new area. I don't know anybody around there. So I went into the front desk of the hotel and called a locksmith. He said, no problem. He said, I'll be there. He said, but I need $50 cash to open up your vehicle. I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? My wallet, as far as I knew, was inside the car. And so I thought, oh no, I was kind of trying not to get stressed out. My daughter was watching me, but I was getting a little stressed there. And the guy came and he said, well, do you have the $50? I said, "I." And then at that time, there was a maintenance man standing right there. He saw the whole thing. He took out his wallet and he paid $50. So they opened up the car and I went to get my wallet. Couldn't find my wallet. I searched the car up and down, backwards, forwards. I thought, where's the wallet at? It's not there. So I thought, what must be up in the room? So I went up in the room. I searched the room. It wasn't in the room. And it had already been cleaned by then. And starting to get a little worried. Checked lost and found. They didn't have my wallet either. So I knew I had to get going to at least earn a little bit of money for the day. And so I thanked the man profusely. I said, thank you so much. You really helped me here. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I said, just give me your address and I will send you that money. He said, no problem, and he gave me his address. And we went on through the day, and then I called that afternoon. They checked lost and found. It had been turned in. I got my wallet, and I headed off to home. And I got home, and I put his address on my desk, and I had very good intentions to send that money back to him. But as we'll find out today, I was thankful, but I guess I wasn't quite thankful enough. I think that we can all think of times when we were thankful, but maybe our thankfulness just wasn't as much as it should have been. We have a perfect example of this in the Scriptures. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 17, and I'm going to read verses 11 through 17. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him, and they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Now this passage really makes you think. Jesus was going into a village, and 10 men stood off at a distance who had leprosy. Now, this society, in accordance with the Old Testament law, these people had a contagious skin disease, which is what leprosy was. And they were not allowed to live around people, so they had their own camp. They gathered around with people like themselves. They weren't allowed to see their families. They weren't allowed to see their friends. They weren't allowed to work jobs. They had to cover their faces, and if anybody came up to them, they had to cry out unclean as a warning for others to keep away. Even though they, surprisingly enough, even this group had heard about Jesus. So they called out to Jesus from a distance. Now there was another time in Matthew 8 when Jesus touched and healed a man with leprosy. But on this day, they call out from a distance, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. People with leprosy had no rights. They could not appeal to any rights. They didn't have a right to ask to be healed. Maybe this is what they wanted, but they didn't. They just asked for pity. Jesus doesn't say be healed. He asked them to do something that required faith. He says, go show yourself to the priest. The priests were the ones that determined if you were free from leprosy and you could re-enter society. Jesus is saying, go to the priest and you will be healed. They had to go believing what Jesus said, that if they went, they would be healed and the priest would certify it. Verse 14 says, as they went, they were cleansed. So it's an amazing miracle. As they started on their way, they were looking at their hands, and everything was healing as they went on the way. 10 lepers did what Jesus said. They all believed, they all acted, and they were all healed. Now for the question, were they thankful? Now, I don't think we can conclusively say that they weren't thankful. I think it's likely as they went on their way, they started noticing themselves being healed, and they were probably thankful. And they were excited. And maybe they said, praise the Lord, as they watched themselves being healed. But they had things they wanted to do. Maybe they wanted to go see, I could picture them saying, I'm going to go see my wife. I'm going to go see my child. I haven't seen them in such a long time. I'm going to go see my mom and dad. I have not seen them. I haven't been able, I want to go back to my job. I want to go back to my life. They had so many things they wanted to do because they'd been separated from their life because of this disease. So I think they might have been thankful, but I think they were more casually thankful. I think most people are this way. I think sometimes we will say a quick prayer of thanks for something God has done, and definitely during Thanksgiving, we make an effort to be thankful to God, and sometimes we are really thankful, we really are, but sometimes we're also a little selfish. When we see our passage, we see that Jesus is good to even selfish people. Now, 9 of these lepers might have been thankful, but maybe not thankful enough. Instead, they hustled off to the priest and on to their personal life. And Jesus is good and kind and gracious and loving to people that aren't even thankful. I remember several years ago, I brought a need to the church of a family that had gone through a personal tragedy. And I knew them. And I asked that the church, that we send them a check for $500. And I wrote them a really nice note with all my contact information. And I said, please let us know how you're doing. And we're all concerned about you. And on all these years, not heard a single thing. Now this is $500. $500. Not even a thank you note. Now, were they thankful? Sure. I think I know them well enough to know that they were probably thankful, but maybe not thankful enough. Now, Jesus doesn't say, love your neighbor if they appreciate it. He doesn't say, be kind if somebody's kind back. He doesn't say, forgive if they're truly sorry. No, a Christian life is all about obeying Jesus, doing what's right, regardless of whether a person appreciates it or not. Now, if I'm going to look at this from a worldly point of view, part of me says the only one that should have got healed would have been the one that came back and gave thanks. Part of me wants to think that way. But that's not how Jesus is. Jesus healed all of the lepers. Even the ones that weren't caring and even the ones that weren't that grateful. And that has been me sometimes. But what really stands out to me in this passage is that Jesus notices. He notices who comes back and gives thanks. He notices who doesn't come back, and that's troubling. 9 of the lepers were Jewish. 1 was a Samaritan. Jesus tells them to go to the priest, and one of them, it says, while he was going on his way, he saw that he was healed, and he came back to Jesus, praising God in a loud voice. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give thanks except this foreigner? The Samaritan doesn't even make it to the priest before he turns around and goes back and thanks Jesus. Now, you could get technical. You could say, well, listen, Jesus never said that they had to come back and give thanks. He just said that they had to go to the priest. So technically, they did what Jesus commanded. That's true. Technically, they did, but sometimes you just have to do what's right. And let me just emphasize this. It's always right to be thankful. It's always right to express thanksgiving. That goes without saying. You know, sometimes you just do the right thing. Let me give you an example. Interesting enough, if you look throughout the scriptures, you will never find a command in the Bible that says, parents, love your children. It's not in there. Why is that not in the Bible? Because it goes without saying, right? Every parent loves their child. We're always going to do that. That's common sense. And thankfulness is the same way. You're just going to be thankful if you love the Lord. So let me ask a question. We should all ask, have I been thankful enough to God for what He's done for me? It's a question we ought to take to heart. And how can I be more thankful? Let me give you a couple ways. One way is to thank Him first from the heart. I want you to look at our text one more time. Just look at verses 15 and 16. This is the one that came back. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked Him, and he was a Samaritan. This man returns to Jesus, and before he goes to anyone else, before he goes to his family, before he goes to his friends, before he reestablishes his life that had been destroyed by the disease, he comes back to Jesus and thanks Him first. He doesn't give a half-hearted general thank you. He doesn't give a weak handshake. I found it's kind of humorous, actually. It's not meant to be, but this is an actual universal prayer of gratitude. Here's an example of what not to do. Thank you, goddess, for form and substance. Thank you, higher intelligence, for orchestrating the essence. Thank you, universe, for part and whole, for one and all, for light and love, for my very life blood. Sometimes people will pray to a higher power. Not this Samaritan. He comes back to Jesus personally. He throws himself at Jesus' feet. He's not just kind of thankful. He's thankful from the heart with his whole body. He lays himself before Jesus, thanking Him. So when you look at your life, can you see the hand of God in your life? Can you reflect over your life and think about times when life was difficult? When things looked bad, or maybe they really were bad, and God acted? And you just knew that it was His hand that healed you. You knew that it was His hand that blessed you and provided for you. And just at the right time, He protected you. It could have been worse. If you're like me and you start thinking about these things, you just want to praise God. You want to express thanksgiving to Him because He brought you through. He blessed you. We're to live a life of thanksgiving. You remember a recent sermon I had on worry? I quoted Philippians 4:6, and this is what the scripture says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. For me, when I pray, before I ask anything for myself or my family, I always try to thank God. I always try to praise Him for what He's done for me. Jesus loves when we come to Him with a thankful heart. He notices when we aren't. So how do I show gratitude to God? The second way is to give as was given to you. So the Samaritan throws himself on the ground telling Jesus how thankful he was. Did you notice the last words that Jesus says to him? Verse 19, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Now all 10 were healed physically, but this man, he gets more than physical healing. He had a degree of faith that the others didn't have. This man went a step further. He came back to Jesus and he expressed a greater faith. And he received more than just physical healing. This man was also forgiven of his sins. He was apparently the only one that wasn't too self-centered. He had a spiritual life-changing experience. His life would never be the same after this. That means when he went back to his life, he would be different. And I'm sure that he would be grateful to God and everybody noticed. Jesus told a parable about a king that wanted to settle his accounts, and he called a man in that owed this great debt that he wasn't able to pay. And so the king ordered that this man's wife and his children be sold into slavery, and that money be used to pay the debt. And the man fell on his knees, and he pleaded, "Have mercy on me. Please be patient. I will pay back everything." And the king took pity on the man, and he canceled the debt, and he let him go. But instead of being grateful, this man went off and he found somebody who owed him a small debt, and he grabbed him by the throat, and he started choking him, and he said, "Pay back what you owe me." But this man didn't have it either. And the man pleaded, "Be patient with me. I will pay you back." But the man refused. He had him thrown into prison until he paid back the debt. And word got back to the king over what this man had done, and the king was furious. And he calls the man in. And this is from Matthew chapter 18. And look at verses 32 through 34. "Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, the master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back what he owed." Now, the point of the parable Jesus is talking about is forgiveness. But it's also true of thankfulness. God expects when he blesses us with forgiveness, with healing, with material possessions, he expects that when he blesses us, that we turn around and we bless somebody else. Now, my keys had been locked in my car while it was running, and I didn't have any way to pay the locksmith, but that stranger was so kind. He paid $50. And I was able to get into my car, I was able to get my wallet back, and I got back home, and I put his address on my desk, and I was going to send that money back that I owed him. Well, I got busy. These things came up, and I just started my schedule, traveling, all that stuff, and every now and then I would think about that, and I'd remember what he did, and I just got busy, and the weeks went on, and the months went on, and I still thought of it every now and then, and I needed to do this, but I just didn't get around to it. And finally, it was about 5 months later. I finally got out a piece of paper, a card, and I wrote him a really nice thank you note, and I apologized for waiting so long, and I sent the money back. If I could go back in time, I would have done that right when I got home. But you see, I wasn't thankful enough, and that's what I needed to learn. I needed to learn how to be more thankful. But I did learn something very valuable from this. I learned what it was like to feel helpless, to be in need. I knew what it was when I couldn't help myself and somebody stepped in to help me. I was able to see others in need of being helped as a result of being helped myself. I became more thankful for the kindness of strangers. You can't give anything to God that He needs. He has everything He needs, but what brings Him joy is when we give love to others as He loved us. And that's how we're truly thankful. So God has blessed you with health and strength to attend to church today, and I'm so glad you're here. How about helping somebody else that's struggling? They can't even get along. They can't even get around. God has forgiven us of so many sins and faults. How about forgiving somebody who really blew it, who really hurt your feelings? Somebody stepped in and helped you when things were really tight for you, but you see somebody that's struggling to get by. How about helping them? A Christian took time out to write you a nice note. It meant the world to you when you were down. How about writing somebody a note that's hurting? And maybe you were in a bad mood. Maybe you were snipping at people, or maybe you were impatient to the people around you, even rude, but somebody was patient with you. Somebody loved you and they overlooked your attitude. How about overlooking the attitude that somebody else shows you? You see, if you're a Christian, you know that God has forgiven you. You know how good God has been to you. You've counted your blessings. You know that if there was a scale, what God has given you so far outweighs anything you've ever given to God. There's no way you could ever pay it back, and you know that you have a debt of gratitude. Being thankful is a life that we live because we've been blessed beyond all measure. There's a poem I've loved over the years, and it still means something to me, and I want to read it to you. It's called Drinking from My Saucer. I've never made a fortune. It's probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much because I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sow. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's rough. And that makes me rich enough, and I thank God for His blessings and the mercy He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, there's been some times when my faith got a little thin. But you know what it seemed like? One day, all at once, the dark clouds broke, and that old sun, she started shining again. So, Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. If I should go on living when the way becomes steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. When I read the story of the leper, I can relate, because this leper could not do anything about his condition. He could not help himself. And he went to Jesus, and Jesus healed him. He didn't deserve it. He didn't have any reason why Jesus could have done this, but he just did it because he loved him. And that's the picture of my life, and it's a picture of everyone who's accepted Jesus. We all know that we have sinned. We all know that there's nothing that we can do about that sin, but Jesus came to us, and He paid the price so that we could have our sins forgiven. But just like in the story, Jesus expected those lepers to do something. They had to go in faith to the priest. So if we want that forgiveness, which is available to us, we just have to come to Jesus in faith. We have to come to Him believing in what He's done. So we have our time of invitation. Part of faith is just believing and turning from our sin, confessing Him, and just being baptized. These are all things that He's commanded us to do. So we're going to sing this song of love to the Lord, and let's all sing it together as we all stand and sing.